So, some of us are familiar with the same tag. We're going to go ahead and list over what we do, why we're here, and what our purpose is. We are basically the guardians of making sure that your vocal technique is spot on. So, the areas in which we judge are intonation, vocal quality, unity, expansion quality, and vocal expression. All of that means we're paying attention to what you're doing with your vocal instrument and how artistic you're using that instrument. Does that make sense? Cool. Good. So, how do you want to sing right off the bat? Do you want to get into what you're doing out this?
Based on your notes, give us an idea of what you thought. Maybe it does help you just to hear, because remember back to it.
They do blend around after a while.
Yes.
I do want to say our scores, they're pretty close. So 73, 73, 73, 74, and then I was a game man. I gave you all a bunch of 76.
Good job.
So we got tomorrow's promise to no one. I was we have a 70, 71, 73, 77, and I was a 76. So solid scores all around. Good place to be as a chorus. You guys are and there's some very small things that we can do that will get you jumped up to the next level really quickly. So I'm really excited about that. Good. Let's sing.
Yes.
Spin up Kentucky Bay. Let's do we need to do something?
No, we're good. Stay right here.
It's good. It keeps them away from us.
Go ahead and give me the NG that we used, and very good. Can you just hit it from the top already and not let them judge us based on that?
All right. Oh, we're judging you.
Finish a word and take a breath when you're taking a breath, and I just say, just like replace like two or three words and mouth those words. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that before, but like, just really adhere to that, because that's what I had, between rest and fly, there's a hole in that sound, and the expansion goes away because people are going rest, fly, as opposed to rest. See what I'm saying? So you just have to think of replacing words with breaths a little bit more, and I think that's going to help with that.
This is the same thing happened right there between silver moon is shining in the heavens up above, bobolink is pining. That has to, if we're going to connect it, we have to connect it, right?
Let's try that, see what we get.
Silver moon is shining in the heavens up above.
I heard like two people do it, but you have to all buy into this. You know what I'm saying? Okay, do it one more time. All right? Question?
I did.
Oh, you did. Hey, you know what? Good on him for owning up to that. Seriously, I mean, that's good. That way, you're self-policing. I love it.
Silver moon is shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink is finding
We still cut off just a little bit quicker so we can get a breath. Take that all the way over. We want to send you just, man. I want all of those awesome chords all the time. So stretch that out just a little bit more. I'm really tired of that.
Good, man. Y'all are singing some phrases. I love it. Like, you have this gradual growth. It's so nice. You'd be surprised how many times I keep having to write down on paper, like, phrases, not notes. You guys are singing phrases right now. It's really nice.
Very artistic. Nathan, is this how Spread Apart works?
No, they were actually figured out.
Yeah, I wrote nice spacing. Let's go ahead and get to that spacing. Don't worry about where the risers are or where you are.
Okay, Garrett, keep going.
Is
still see you. Keep going.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why he had you do that?
So I can't hear him.
My guess is that he had you do that because this way you're going to sort of just fill out your space a little bit more. You're not going to feel confined, and it's going to let you be more freely produced.
Right.
Yourself.
This spacing, by the way, was awesome. I wrote it on here, nice spacing. I rarely write that on a sheet. So thank you for doing that. I mean, it's a huge difference.
Let's do silvery. Silvery, sorry.
Silvery moon is shining in the heavens up above. Bobbling is finding for his little lady love. You are my lucky.
Perfect. I want to test this out on one more thing. Take your hand. I want you to put it on your shoulder here. I want you to take your other hand and I gotta take my jacket off to do this, otherwise I'm gonna rip it. Fat man in a little coat. Take your hand and put it over here on your shoulder, and you want this elbow to rest on you. Some of you know what we're doing. Take your other hand and place it right here with this notch right in on the bottom of your lip. Okay, so the idea here is we want to adjust ourselves and align ourselves to where our ear holes are over our shoulder, right? And you wanna create a stature that is straight, but bend your hips in just a little bit. So your back should be flat. Does that make sense? It feels awkward. It should feel awkward. If it feels awkward, you're doing it right. Make sense? Cool. So same thing, here we go. When you kink that brass instrument or you bend it, it affects the sound of the instrument, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, just say yes.
Yes.
So we don't want to bend that brass. We want that brass, that open tube, to be open as much as it can be without introducing tension. So this is one of the ways that we can do that. You correct your alignment, correct your posture, and then you never bring your hand to, or your head to your hand, you bring your hand to your head so you don't come out of alignment. Does that make sense? This is a tool you guys are...
So there was just some cleanliness to it that created... Probably it might be four or five guys that are just here enough that they have enough tension that it kind of...
Yeah, not only just tension, all of a sudden you've opened up, there's more resonance in what you're singing. I'm hearing brighter frequencies with you just kind of having more resonance and more space as opposed to kind of cutting that off. It's really...
Work smarter, not harder. That's where we want to go with this. And do that again. Sing it. I love it. This is great. Sing some more before they kick us out.
You are mighty lucky.
Hold yourself.
You are mighty lucky.
Yeah. We're standing now. We want it all the time.
Choreography plan, right? Sing
the
whole band.
Lucky.
You are mighty lucky, babe. Oh,
as you incorporate that into your psyche, you know, make sure that you also are always putting in the element of performance into what you're doing, because it's easy to get cerebral after doing this. And it's all, I mean, if we're doing this and suddenly you go to a performance and it's going to be all for naught. So you have to practice both at the same time. Okay? And then also, if I were to encourage you on this song, I want you to hear this kind of like underlying fla da 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 dee dee da 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 underneath everything you're doing, especially on the held notes, because I'm losing a little bit of just kind of like vocal energy, internal dynamic, you know what I'm saying, whenever you have held notes.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, so that'd be something to think. It's always going somewhere, or, you know, whether it's just breathing, it's alive. I feel like every note's alive, you know?
It's alive. Will you guys say something, anything about our breaths that we're taking between these phrases? I know that you said that elongate the phrase, but then the breath. Is there anything that catching your ear that bothers you about our breaths?
The only thing I care about, and this is a little bit different than what some other people might think, is you only need as much air as you need to complete the phrase. So if you're taking too big of a breath or you're taking too little of a breath, you're going to run into trouble. You're either going to create tension on either side of the spectrum, or you're just going to run out of air. It's just flat out. It's going to happen. So you only take as much breath as you need to complete the phrase. If you need to take two breaths in between, just don't hear. Good?
Does the singing category go through the breath? I mean, they're judging the breath as
yes.
well.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And the reason that we judge the breath is not because it's arbitrary, but if you get a good breath, you're going to have a good tone. You know, and so the more you can maximize that, and if you have a phrase, okay, maximize intake and then maximize the management of how you use that. You know, it's kind of like finding that. And sometimes I feel like when I'm listening to you guys, especially at the beginning of the song when you were singing, that you're using more air than you needed to. So if you want to, like, if you do like bubbling or lip trills, that's a really good exercise to just taper off too much air in the voice. So that might be something you might try for that to help with managing the breath. Just bubble through the whole song. And if you have a hard time bubbling, probably means you're not using enough air. Or you might be using too much air.
At the beginning.
Yeah, especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we got to head out. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you.